And now, an insight into the minds and thoughts of three local artists. Julie Herring, Community Arts Coordinator at Bournemouth University, Jeremy Gardner, an abstract artist originally from the Isle of Purbeck, and Teresa Lawton, whose work is deeply influenced by her natural surroundings in Corfe. This is An Abstract Vision.
Some people have a clear understanding of it and are interested by it. Other people sometimes find it either scary or fearful because they don't understand. And I think it's quite a common thing that people want to understand what they're looking at.
You have to look at 100 years of work to really get a grasp on what abstraction is about. And I think when you look at the, you know, man's attempt to fly, the work of the futurists and constructivists, the Russian constructivists, the most changes in terms of technological developments took place at the beginning of the 20th century, and I think that had a profound effect on the way people perceive things and perceive their world, and specifically the way that artists did. And I think that was influential in moving away from representational painting.
It's not actually about what a piece of work is sort of saying to you, it's actually about how it makes you feel internally. It's an internal emotion that you're hoping to touch people.
If you're looking at illustration or something that's depictive, figurative, you're instantly kind of engaging with what you're seeing. You can understand what it's about or what it's depicting. With a lot of abstract art, because it doesn't, you know, some people get the message from like an emotional response from it. Other people look at it and don't quite understand what it's trying to say. And there's also a kind of fear that people are afraid to go to galleries because they're afraid of not understanding something.
Yeah, I think the nature of artists is, you know, we're obviously a little strange. We don't see the world necessarily the way everybody else does, but that's what makes it so interesting, is the fact that if someone's looking at my work and they're not able to paint, but it actually creates an emotion in them, that's a great thing to be able to do, you know, to be able to translate something that they're feeling.
You're trying to recreate what you're experiencing using variations of texture, colour and line. So you're composing a kind of unity in which the sense of time in the picture is not just about capturing a frozen moment like a photograph does, but recording distilled events through months of observation.
Really, when it comes to abstract art, it's picking out what's the most important part of, say, if it's a landscape, what's really hit you and what made you feel, you know, the most about it. It could be that you're a colourist and the colour actually says something, or it might be more to do with the actual drawing and composition. There's all sorts of different ways of looking at it.
I'm very interested in the shapes on the landscape, but it's more the atmosphere, the mood.
Making the pictures, for me, is really, it's a process of trying to find things out, you know, about myself and about the landscape that I'm familiar with.
From my point of view, it's more of an expression. It's not necessarily just at the scene as you see it. It's more of an expressional feeling of the place.
It's an instinctive process, and I have to say, I don't actually know what my painting is going to look like before I start.
In terms of what inspires me, I guess walking around Purbeck, as a boy, I learned it slowly and in detail as only a child does, you know, when you're exploring. So I learned the landscape not just with my eyes, I wasn't thinking about being an artist then, but with all my senses.
I live in quite a remote spot, so therefore my life is very connected with the landscape. So I walk every day and I paint every day. It's part of my life. I live it.
First of all, I'd go for a walk, get inspired, go to places I like, and I'm observing all the time and just like looking at the changing of light and just the way it works. So I'm absorbing information.
One particular image, that Ballard Point, is ingrained in my mind. You know, it's something that's there whenever I return to Swanage, whether it's in the winter, autumn, spring. What interested me was trying to make a series of paintings just about that one view. So to make that work in terms of painting, it was important to establish a space in the picture. And I did that by using foreground objects.
You know, it's pretty obvious that there's a table on the landscape. I think that's because I actually literally live in the landscape. I mean, my house looks straight out onto it. I don't have to go anywhere. It's right there on my doorstep. So I think that's why a lot of my work, I'll sort of incorporate interiors with exteriors. It's quite strange. That seems to happen.
You've got to imagine yourself sitting near the balcony, staring out across a table which has got pots of marmalade on it and cups of tea and things, looking out past that across the wide metallic sea that's Dalston Bay sometimes in the winter, and then that strip of land. And because I was working on a balcony, I'm absorbing, obviously, all the texture that's out there, you know, the heat, the cold, the wind, the wet, whatever. And that would find its way into the pictures.
A lot of the funny little drawings that turn up in the work that get slightly obliterated as the process goes on, a lot of those are animals and creatures, ants and beetles and things that I have walking through my house constantly. You know, I mean, you really do. You bring in the coal and the logs, and so therefore I feel it's part of my life. It's what I live with. And so I want to include them in the process of work that I do.
Landscape is acting as a kind of thesis on an exploration, and it's also acting as a catalyst to help me map out my universal view of what I think the world is about, you know.
Honestly, it's like a meditation. You go through, you know, walking and being out on that landscape. It's being in tune, and the work is about being in tune.
But I'm trying to walk along a boundary between what's real and what isn't, in terms of what's abstract and what's realistic. Trying to create a painting about the experience of walking around Corfe, not just its pictorial appearance.
There's no right and wrongs to it. It's about you finding a way of expressing yourself in a very sort of personal way.
A good piece of work doesn't mean it has to look like what you're doing. It can sometimes say something much more expressive by using your own interpretation and feelings into a painting.
So they're, you know, personal things. But I also like to think of them as maps, you know, that other people can read and share as well. You know, I'm sharing my experience of a particular landscape.
I actually really do believe that there's a sort of language within the work.
When you sit your easel down and start making a drawing, you're really only taking a snapshot, again, of a moment in time. It's like creating memories using paint and objects.
That's quite a hard thing to actually try and define. Why is you paint what you do, especially if it is abstraction? Because I really do think you're trying to relay an emotion, almost like a form of poetry. You know, how do you define why you make a mark on something? It's near impossible, I would say, to actually try and explain that.
My sense of abstraction is when you've got all the information there, you've seen and observed something, but you then break down that information and maybe portray it into a more expressive way of, you know, whether it's an emotional piece or whether it's just for its artistic qualities, you're kind of just picking out the best of it.
It's a kind of oblivion, working away the painting or a series of pictures in the studio, but it's very frustrating most of the time. Occasionally you get, you know, you can feel good about what you've done, but usually that ends up disappearing under the next brushstroke anyway.
For me, painting is quite a meditation. It is quite spiritual, without it being, without that being a total indulgence. But that is quite important. My sort of state of mind and how I feel when I'm working is really, really important. It definitely is reflected in the work.
I think it's just the chance to get to grips with making sense of the world. You know, I'm drawn towards a canvas or a piece of wood, actually, to try and do that. And I'm trying to share that experience, for better or for worse, with others. You know, I mean, you start the process in the studio. You begin with an awareness of yourself in a particular place, but then you end up with an extreme awareness of being in a painting. You started in a place, you end up in a painting.
It's about the energy that you're working with. And I think that really plays a part in the work having a bit of a sort of spirit of its own. I think they really do take on a bit of a life of their own. Get you very, very emotionally involved. It's lovely when that happens.